Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Kind of weird to think of ice hockey when it's 80 degrees out, but it's hockey season. And the UConn men's hockey team, preseason ranked number 10 in the country, starts this Friday. They'll be in Colorado Springs at Colorado College for a double dip, and then they come back home. And they don't play for another basically 2 weeks after that when they host Ohio State. And we like to check in when we can with head coach Mike Cavanaugh from the UConn Huskies hockey program. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, listen, is it hard to keep the kids focused when it's 80 degrees outside?
Well, they enjoy coming to the rink in shorts more than they do winter coats. I know that.
The schedule-wise, there's a couple questions. You know, one is, Is this the regular time that you start your first games? Because you play out in Colorado, but then you basically have almost 2 weeks off. Like, is that how it usually goes?
No. This is normally the opening weekend for college hockey. And then we had a game scheduled for next Friday. We were going to have a one-game weekend, but the team had to move it. So that's why we have a bye week. But, you know, it's not the worst thing, Brian. We'll go out there and we'll see where this team's at, and we're certainly going to, regardless of whether we win or lose, we're going to have to improve. So it'll be good for those 2 weeks to get us ready before Ohio State comes in, who's another, they were an NCAA tournament team last year as well.
Well, I'm curious if you think teams will, if people don't know, you were a goal away from making the Frozen Four, and you could skate with anybody last season, and yeah, I'm not sure anybody was sleeping on you anyway, but do you think it'll be a little different this year?
It's a good question. You know, a lot of people have said, oh, what a year you had, and it was like it came from out of nowhere. But if you look at the last 8 years of our play in Hockey East, 6 of those 8 years we've been in the top 5. 3 of the last 4 years we've had 20-win seasons and been in the top 4 of the league. So it shouldn't be a surprise, but I think when people think of UConn, they think of basketball. They don't necessarily think of hockey. So we're trying to change that mantra.
You know, we're talking with Coach Mike Cavanaugh from UConn hockey. I'm also curious, you know, we've had conversations with you in the past, and we talk about it with every college coach, this issue of turnover and the reshaping of the rosters. Were you able to keep some of the guys you wanted to keep and just talk about, you know, the roster?
Yeah, we did. We're you know, this year we have seven seniors, which is, you know, a luxury in college hockey to be able to have seven seniors. And then we also have a couple key juniors in Joey Muldowney and Jake Richard. They both turned down NHL deals, as did Viking Gustafsson Nyberg, who had an NHL deal on the table, but he turned that down to come back and play another year and get bigger and stronger, because it's great to get to the NHL, but it's not how quick you get there. It's how long you're going to last. And one of the worst things you can do is go too early, then sometimes you get buried in the system. So I think with all three cases, it was, you know, a really smart move for them to come back, get another year of strength, get bigger, stronger, and be ready for that step when they're ready to take it.
Can I just ask you, like, I don't know, it's obviously it's different than basketball and football on the financial side, but do they come back because they can also make a little money, or is that not a factor with guys like that?
They're all making a little money, Brian, but trust me when I tell you it's nominal. It's right. Not. And I tell kids, like, I don't want you coming to UConn, our hockey program, for $10,000. I want you focused on making $10
million.
Yeah. Or, you know, developing and getting to the place where you can make $10 million in the NHL. $10,000, yeah, that's great while you're in college. It goes a long way. I wish I had someone giving me $10,000 when I was in college. That goes a long way in Brunswick, Maine, I'll tell you that. But that shouldn't be the reason why you're coming to college.
Yeah, it's fascinating, you know. But that's great that they came back, and I think you, like Hurley, you know, able to sell culture, and in this day and age, that's not an easy thing to do, right? And I think it's an important distinction to make. You know, I don't want to ask you the whole juniors type crap again, but I have two specific questions. A lot of people don't know that there's another section of junior hockey in Canada that's now allowed to play college hockey, and it's a group that wasn't previously able to. I'm curious, how is that? Does that change the world of development and recruiting? Like, does it have any impact on what you've been doing?
The only impact is we're going to different places to recruit kids. No, it opens up a whole new pool of players. And I think it's great. I think a lot of these players were being exploited because realistically they were being sold that you've come here, you're going to go to the NHL, which we all know isn't true. Every kid that goes to college, maybe, I don't know, 2-3% of all college hockey players are actually going to make a career playing in the NHL. And it's the same thing for junior hockey in Canada. So the fact that these kids now have the opportunity to extend their career and grow emotionally, you know, mature, get a great education, at the same time, you know, get to play the game they love, I think it's really great for those kids.
Yeah. When do you fly out?
I'm sorry?
When do you guys fly out?
We leave, yeah, early, Thursday morning. I think we're 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. Thursday morning, I believe.
Well, listen, it's great. I mean, Matt Saroy's our producer. We're already been talking. We got to get to Toscano this year, so we'll let you know. I mean, we're dying to go to a game. And if people haven't checked it out, it's a beautiful place to watch a game. It's, you're right on top of things. And if you haven't seen a game, the hockey is pretty awesome. Coach, thanks for the time.
Well, Brian, you always have an open invitation, so just let me know.
Appreciate it, Coach. Have a safe trip.
All right. Take care, guys. Right,
you
thanks.
Too.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.